And a roll call.
Sensi.
Here.
Mr. Hawley, Mr. Dougherty, Mr. McGoldrick.
Here.
Mr. Pascal.
Here.
Dr. Duzala, Mr. Jasko.
Here.
Ms. Majewski, Mr. Curtis.
Here.
Mr. Neck.
Here.
Ms. Walter.
Here.
Mr. Barrymore, Mr. Morrow.
Thank you very much. Pursuant to Section 5 of the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting has been duly advertised in accordance with law by publication in the official newspapers of the borough and by posting in Borough Hall by the borough clerk as part of the annual notice. This meeting is a quasi-judicial proceeding. Any comments or questions must be limited to issues that are relevant to what the board may legally consider in reaching a decision. Decorum appropriate to a judicial hearing must be maintained at all times. We'll stand now for silent prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll open the floor now to any public comments for items which are not on this evening's agenda. Any online?
We have one attendee. They do not have their hand raised.
Okay. Seeing none, pending litigation, Mr. Stodd?
I'm pleased to report that there is none.
Outstanding. Any other business from the board? Seeing none, if we could have a motion to adjourn the workshop meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn, Jasko.
A second, Neck.
All in favor?
Aye.
We'll now begin the regular meeting with a roll call, please.
Mr. Kaminsky.
Here.
Mr. Hawley. Mr. Dougherty. Mr. McGoldrick.
Here.
Here.
Dr. Duzala, Mr. Jasko.
Here.
Ms. Majewski. Mr. Curtis.
Here.
Mr. Neck.
Here.
Ms. Walter.
Here.
Mr. Barrymore. Mr. Morrell.
Thank you very much. Our first item is the memorialized resolution of approval for Two Hill Property LLC, Block 22, Lot 9, Two Hill Road. Need a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve. To Pasca.
I'll second. Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Ms. Pasca?
Yes.
Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
We're good.
Thank you very much. Mr. Stein, we have two applications that are on the agenda that are going to be pushed to the September meeting.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. The first of those is application PB 2502. That's the Loud application for 86 Third Avenue, Block 89, Lot 3.02. They were carried last month because they had sent four of the certified mailings to the wrong addresses. They were advised to correct that and send new mailings for tonight. Apparently, they were away on vacation. Didn't get around to sending them, so we're going to have to carry that application to the September 4th meeting, and they're going to have to notify those four persons of that. If anyone is here in the audience interested in that application, it's going to be September 4th, 2025, 7 p.m. in the same room, so you'll need to be here at that date and time. The other matter is the Paris application. That application is for 22 Prospect Circle, Block 74, Lots 2 and 3. It's a minor subdivision request. We received communication from the attorney earlier today that a couple of their expert witnesses became unavailable, so they've requested that the matter be carried to the September 4th meeting. They did properly notice. There are persons in the audience who are interested in that application. It's being carried to September 4th at 7 p.m. in the same room. It's not going to be heard this evening. So If you're interested in the application, that's when you need to be here. It's not going to be here tonight. So those applications have been carried.
Thank you, Mr. Stock.
The next application is a continuation hearing. Council are here. They asked me at 5:07 if they could have 5 minutes. It's now 7:07. I can just run out in the hallway and see if they're ready to go. Or Renee's
Thank you, Renee.
Hallway and see if they're ready to go. If not, we can move on to the other application.
Yeah.
Are they ready to go, Renee, or are they? Okay, looks like they're coming forward. So, Mr. Chairman, this is the application, PB 24-13, Pittenger, 46 Second Avenue, Block 93, Lot 6. It's a variance application. This is a continuation hearing. The board initially started this hearing a couple of months ago. The applicant did some revisions to their application, came back last month, and the interested property owners had counsel at that time, and the applicant requested that the matter be carried to this evening for continuation so that they could get counsel to represent them. Who is seated in the first pew? Mr. Akins is ready. So this matter has already been accepted with jurisdiction, and it is a continuation hearing. And Mr. Batchett, I understand, is here representing some interested residents.
That's correct.
And Mr. Chairman, I should also advise the board that I may not have put this on the record at the last meeting, but since the first hearing, we received two additional exhibits, A5. It was an updated as-built survey prepared by William E. McGrath, land surveyor, dated October 15, 2019, revised April 7, 2025, A6. A variance plan prepared by KVA Engineering Services. That's dated May 8, 2025. And you had a second review from your engineers dated June 2, 2025, which was Exhibit A7. And I'm not aware of any other exhibits that have been received since that time by the board. And it's Mr. Akins.
Thank you very much, Chairman, board members. Good evening. Mark Akins on behalf of the applicants. So I am picking this case up somewhat midstream, and if you'll indulge me because of that, but I'm happy to share that we had a series of conversations with an objecting neighbor attorney literally in the last 5 hours or so. And as a result of those conversations, we made revisions this afternoon to be considered for the board. Now, in fairness to the neighbor, we just spent 5 minutes, which is not an awful lot of time, but we think because the additions or the revisions to the plans deleted a number of things, which I'll cover in a second, we feel that the board has ample ability to review it and consider it. So what do I mean when I say that we deleted a number of things? So first and foremost, we moved the driveway and narrowed it to the north. So we increased the proposed side yard setback from where we were at 2 feet to 3 feet. And that's only for a portion of the depth of the driveway. Secondly, we agreed at the neighbor's request that we would reduce it from 2 cars to 1 car. So we'll stipulate that we will never park more than 1 car in that driveway at any time. That could be an ongoing condition of a resolution, which stipulates any deed restriction in that regard as well, to be proactive and to honor the neighbor's request. Okay? In addition, we narrowed the actual width of the proposed driveway itself. So not only is is the driveway farther to the north and away from the neighbor's property line, but it is narrower as well. And perhaps most importantly, we eliminated the request for a variance for lot coverage. So previously, we were at 54.6%, where 50% is the maximum permitted under your ordinance, and now we're at 49.99%, which, well, it comes right up to the 50% mark. The fact of the matter is, for purposes of your ordinance and our application, very significantly to adhere to that objective of the zoning ordinance, we've eliminated that. And that's all really as a request of what the neighbor conveyed to us in the last 5 hours. I think we've done very well, and we're trying to get this over the goal line today, not at the risk of running afoul of any proper review, but again, if the board considers it and the board engineer considers it as a reduction, not as an increase, and for the reasons that I've identified, we feel that you'll be in a position, you know, with and perhaps, you know, the neighbor's counsel may disagree, but I feel that you'll be in a position to approve the matter tonight. Again, when you look at the picture, what we're talking about is a one-car driveway. That's what we're talking about this evening. A lot of it's 50 feet wide.
The request for lot coverage variance is withdrawn.
It is withdrawn, correct. And the request for a side yard variance on the location of the driveway is modified and reduced from being 2 feet to three. The setback is increased from 2 feet to 3 feet. The reduction of the variance is from 3 feet to 2 feet. And so that's also reduced.
Understood. And Mr. Rohmeyer has been provided with this updated plan.
I have copies for the board and Mr. Rohmeyer right at, literally done in the past 2 hours.
These are as a result of discussions this afternoon.
Understood. Yeah, understood.
So,
yeah.
Again, I could certainly provide him and the whole board copies.
If you would, that'd be great. Thank you.
And just to be fair, Mr. Batchett, is there anything that you want to add to that introduction and identify yourself, who you represent?
Yes, Brad Batchett on behalf of Linda and Steve Walker, the neighbors, on the driveway side. And I echo Mark's comments about the back and forth, and we commend
thank you very much
for making these changes. Our concern, as perhaps some board members are, is that we really haven't had a fair opportunity to review these provisions. And without having our engineer or any professional look at it, we just can't be sure of that we're raising the proper issues. Even the board engineer hasn't had an opportunity to look at these. So we're very happy that there's no coverage variance requested, and we're also happy that they're reducing the setback. We just want a minute to look at it, or maybe more than a minute.
And but have you had? Have they,
we were given them in the hallway a few minutes ago. So it's just that you know, we'd like to maybe have the professional's eyes on that for a little longer. Typically, plans should be submitted 10 days before, and we realized this was done in an effort to appease the concerns of the neighbor, and that's great. They would just like to take a breath and look it over.
So are you asking for a continuation?
We would like a continuation until next month so that we could properly have the board attorney and our own professionals take a look at the revised plans that were submitted tonight.
Question to Mr. Rohmeyer. What say you, sir?
Following the last hearing, the plans were revised once to address some of the concerns heard. They were sent to me several days ago. The plans that we have presented tonight, as you heard, further reduce variances and eliminate. It reduces the one variance and eliminates the second variance. To me, it's pretty straightforward at this point. The relief being sought is 3 feet instead of 5 feet for the side yard at the driveway. If I was to prepare another report, it would simply say that.
Mr. Chairman,
comment, nice.
We have four applications already next month, just so you know.
Okay. My sense is to move on to the next application, give these folks some time to reflect, because the next application will probably take a few minutes, maybe a half hour, and see if they can resolve their differences without making this board make a decision yet as to adjourning or proceeding.
Yeah, I hope you find that agreeable. My feeling is that we're not talking about any major engineering. We're talking about, this seems to be pretty simple and straightforward. Do you think that your client would agree to that, to take a look at this and make a decision to come back this evening after the next application?
We'll take the half hour. I can't tell you what's going to happen after the half hour, but we'll certainly take that and sit down and try to look at it.
Very well. So we'll adjourn.
Let's do this. We're just going to take a recess of this application, take the next application, and then bring you back in.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, board members.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll stand by.
By the way, before you go, I'll just, for the record, this will be what has just been handed to the board. It's going to be Exhibit A8, and it's the variance plan prepared by KBA Engineering Services, LLC, original date of May 8, 2025, revised through August 7, 2025.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll stand by.
Mr. Chairman, the next application is the application PB2505 of Schützenhofer, 62 East Lincoln, Block 79, Lot 1. And I've reviewed the service in connection with that application. Service is in order. The board has that jurisdiction. Is there someone here from the applicant? Please come forward. And I can also advise the board of the following exhibits that I'm aware of that the board has received, which include Exhibit A1, a review of your zoning officer, Michelle Clark, that's dated October 16, 2025. Exhibit A2 is a variance application of David and Melissa Schützenhofer with variance list, that's dated April 23, 2025. Exhibit A3 is a survey prepared by Morgan Engineering and Surveying, that's dated October 16, 2023. Exhibit A4 are architectural site plan, elevation, and floor plans prepared by TK Maloney. They're dated January 24, 2025. And Exhibit A5 is a review number one from your engineers. That's dated June 9, 2025. Those are the exhibits that I'm aware of thus far that the board has received in connection with the application. Who is the applicant?
Actually, I'm sorry, just a moment. Before we continue, if anybody in the audience feels the need to discuss something, if I could ask you to take it out into the hallway, please, so we don't have any distractions or interruptions, please. Thank you. Proceed, please.
Well, I'm the applicant, sir.
All right. And who is your...
This is my attorney, T.K. Maloney.
Tom Maloney.
Okay.
Unfortunately, our attorney had a conflict, and he could not be here tonight, so I choose to submit the application.
To present.
I hope so. I'm a rookie, so you'll see that.
Why don't you both raise your right hand? I'll screw you both in. Do you each either swear or affirm that any testimony you give in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And each of you, one at a time, name and address.
David Schützenhofer, 62 East Lincoln Avenue, Atlantic Islands, New Jersey.
Tom Maloney, 4632 Susan Drive, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
And Mr. Schützenhofer, we know that you know what your relationship is. Mr. Maloney, can you give the board the benefit of your background, your education, what your testimony is going to be about?
Yes.
Qualifications.
I'm a registered architect in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. I got my bachelor's of architecture at the University of Southern California. I've been in the profession 40 years.
Okay. And you testified before boards previously?
I have, a few times.
And been accepted as an architect?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Board have any questions?
Seeing none. Thank you.
Is So who would like to kick off and tell us?
All right, so the application seeks variance relief to permit the construction of a very modest 275 square foot addition to the existing home. The home is small, 1,289 square feet plus a porch and detached garage. And we are only looking for a 275 square foot addition. The home is over 130 years old. We've owned the home and lived in it for almost 25 years. We raised our kids in it and we love the area. We love Atlantic Highlands. And of course, we love our home. We want to do a modest update renovation, particularly to the kitchen area and mudroom, so that my wife and I can retire in place in it, hopefully enjoy our grandchildren in it, and not have to move to a home that's different or bigger. We, again, enjoy our life here in Atlantic Highlands. We elected to renovate it rather than look to tear it down or build new. The home has a lot of character, and it's one of the classic Victorian homes in our town, and that's what attracted it to us, and we want to enhance that. We have a slightly undersized lot, 7,350 square feet, where the minimum lot size in the zone is 7,500, and it's narrow. It's 75 feet wide by 75 feet is required. There are a number of existing nonconformities, all specified in the notice of hearing, and we need only one new variance, which is for the building coverage. 25% is permitted and 35.2% is proposed.
And you're currently at 31.5.
Right. Yeah. So that's an existing nonconformity as well. Yep. I have my architect here. If you have any questions for us,
Mr. Maloney, why don't you advise the board what you propose in your architecture and what the proposed improvements will be?
I assume you guys have site plans and most of the plans. I'll just quickly go through the existing property on Central and East Lincoln Avenue. You can, in dark black, is the two proposed additions. This would be the kitchen, and off the back of the property would be a mudroom addition. And the kitchen addition is, it's a modest, it's a 100 square foot addition, and then the mudroom addition is 175. And what's happening is the new proposed kitchen addition is taking over the existing mudroom, so they need a mudroom. So that's how the mudroom came into being. So that shows the actual two proposed additions. You can see the outline of the existing house. I took this as a challenge because this house is very historically significant, and I wanted to make sure that, with the addition we did, would follow in that suit, and I feel that we've accomplished that. I don't know if you guys have the color renderings or not, but
we do.
Okay, so you've probably seen that's the three sides of the addition. The actual street side would be here. The garage, or I'll call it the driveway side, is here. Here's the kitchen addition. Kitchen. And then the mudroom is off the back. That's the mudroom.
Ms. Moore, can I ask you just to do me a slight favor, just in case we have anybody in the audience that is interested in taking a look at exactly that? If you could just
turn it?
Yeah, just briefly explain to the audience.
So these are the plans. We kind of see the kitchen addition, roof plan. The actual color elevation really depict what we're trying to accomplish with this house. And I only have the addition color, but it obviously ties into the view of the existing house. We've added some columns and some decoration that just ties it in. We have a brick base and then the siding, and all the details are trying to kind of complement what's there. So it's a very modest addition, and I think, for the 275 square feet, I think it warrants it. And we'll put some back. So that's about it in a nutshell, what we're trying to accomplish here. And unfortunately, we are over, and I don't think we could do anything without being over from what I'm understanding here, so.
Sure, yeah.
The whole house. So to try to, you know, accommodate, it really is a small kitchen. I don't know if you can even, see it very closely on there, where the existing kitchen's very small.
You can see it, yeah.
Okay, so we're trying to accommodate his wife and get a nice kitchen in there for, and for the future.
Can you describe the back part of the house, towards the garage, and what the neighboring property looks like there?
Yeah, so the back side of the house, I did bring some photographs, if you'd like to see them. Pass them around. So this is the back side of the house. It's on the driveway. The driveway's on Central Ave. So there's quite a bit of distance between the back side of the house and our neighbor, which is on Washington. So the setback
is... It's driveway to driveway there, right?
I'm sorry?
Your driveway to the neighbor's driveway, so there's a lot of space.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and there's some garden and landscaping in between the two.
Sir, if you would... If you pass that photograph up, I'd like to give it a marking so you can see it as six. This one as well. Are they all the same?
No, there's three different angles.
Then let me have the first one and just explain the other two. So okay. I'll give those markings are A7 and A8.
Which one did you show?
That one. Yeah, let's start with that one.
You can give it to Mr. Scott.
Thanks very much.
So this one here is from the back of the house, from the driveway. So this is the one that, again, the driveway comes in from Central Avenue.
Here's the other thing.
Yeah. And then you give her...
That's the front.
We could have taken a better picture of this house. Give you more room.
That's the front. That's all.
That's Central Avenue side.
And when were these photos taken?
Yesterday.
Thank you. By you?
By my wife.
Okay.
You said you had three.
Yes, that's the back, right?
Yep, which one? That's the back of the house.
Was that the first one that you showed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's A6.
And then that one?
Then the second one?
That's the second one.
That's the second one. That's from Central Avenue.
Say seven.
I'll give this one.
And that is the back of the house.
That's the side yard. We have a neighbor on that side of the house, and I believe they said they sent in a letter. Did you receive it? The letter from our neighbor? There should have been a letter that came in from our neighbor.
I received it, but we would not mark that in evidence. Okay, that would be a year or two.
So there's no objection from our neighbor on that side. And again, there's a yard between that side. That's basically our backyard. It's on the side of the house.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We'll start with some questions. Doug, you want to lead off?
Sure. Thank you.
Are you in receipt of the engineer's June 9th report? Page 4 had some discussion items. Just want to rip through those. Stormwater runoff. Maybe this is a question for your architect. The roof, the roofs on the additions, how are they going to direct the water? Are there downspouts? And will you maintain the existing flow patterns as to what's out there today?
There will be downspouts to collect the rainwater. And as far as the flow, I would say we're maintaining the flow. You're not doing much to the driveway or anything, right?
Yeah, yes. Most of it's going to be directed back towards the driveway as it is now.
So maintaining current flow patterns. Thank you. If I flip between the existing condition survey and the plot plan, it appears that the majority of the horizontal footprint beneath the proposed additions is some sort of has some sort of coverage on it or impervious surface now. Can you just describe for the public and the board what's existing now in those footprints?
Okay, so where the proposed additional square foot of 100 is off the very back of the house, that's just an open asphalt area where we put our garbage cans, and there's an entrance into the mudroom from there. So that's imperviously covered as it is. And then where the proposed addition is, there's a wooden deck that allows us to walk out from the existing kitchen into our backyard slash side yard.
Right, so the proposal minimally increases lot impervious coverage on the lot?
That's correct.
Total number of bedrooms in the proposed condition?
Same number of bedrooms that currently exists, and that's five.
Five, okay. So five bedrooms triggers the need for three off-street parking stalls?
We have five.
Okay, between the driveway and the garage?
Correct.
You could meet or exceed three? You mentioned the addition that, taking the place of the current mudroom, had a means of egress. Are you reducing overall ingress, egress points to the structure?
No, sir, we're moving it from the left side of that to the right side where the new mudroom is, the proposed 175 square foot. There'll be a door there, but I'm going to come to the house from there.
Okay. No reduction in points of egress. Thank you. Your floor area ratio, I see a proposed total square footage of 2,551 square feet. Do you agree with that number?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any improvements proposed within the right-of-way? Any utility modifications?
No, sir.
Within the footprint of the two additions, is there any gas meter, electric meter, air conditioner unit, generator, anything that needs to be relocated?
No.
Thank you. The additions are both single-story?
Yes.
The home is single-family use?
Yes.
Is there any habitable space in the garage, in the detached garage?
Well, we have like a man cave slash fit studio out there that we train. That's
It's not a dwelling unit,
no.
An apartment.
No.
Thank you. The additions themselves conform to the setback requirements, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. That's all I have. Thanks.
Questions from the board?
Yeah, at the rear, where the mudroom is going to be, I'm assuming you're taking the steps that were going down there and you're incorporating it into there, so there's a remaining same place, but they'll be enclosed.
Correct.
Access down to the basement.
Any other questions from the board before we send it to the public? Questions from the public? Do we have any online? Very well. Any comments from the public about this application? Nope. Seeing none, turn over to board discussion.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
No real issues with the neighbors and encroaching anymore and then property lines or anything. The amount of the increase for the building coverage is minimal over what there is now.
Yeah. And we do see applications like these relatively often just simply because of where we live. So, you know, I think I might have the only conforming house in the entire borough, as boring as it is.
That's why I do where you are.
So basically, you can put the additions on, but you have to take the rest of the house down.
But, you know, I think the board understands that, you know, these homes that were built at a time where the closets are for, like, the Sunday clothes and the work clothes, and that's it. And the kitchens are small and utilitarian, and a lot of times that on the outside these houses look great, but some, you know, in our modern times it's not always easy to accommodate, especially when you have families too. So, that's what I got.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Mr. Lipinski?
Yes.
Mr. Boulder?
Yes.
Ms. Papaska?
Yes.
Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yeah.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
All been approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck with your project.
Thank you very much.
Great job.
Mr. Chairman, we are back to the first application, Pittenger. I see Mr. Akins here. I don't see Mr. Batcher.
Mr. Chairman, is there any way that we can put this new drawing up so that people here...
We certainly can. We absolutely can.
I don't think we have it electronic.
No.
You have a paper copy.
I have.
Take a photo of it, email me.
You really should have a camera.
That's perfect. We all have that on the board, so we can. No, with you.
I can email it to
somebody now.
Well, if what you have is what we're all looking at, then we're good. Are we good? Yeah.
Yes.
Is it much different than what was emailed to us the other day?
Yes.
Yes.
It's been changed since then.
Yep.
Mr. Batch, you're going to come back, do we know?
I did let him know that we're proceeding. He acknowledged.
Why did you tell him we are proceeding? We're in the process.
Okay.
No. Thank you, Joe.
Being told they're on their way.
Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
Mr. Batchel, why don't we start with you? You've now had about a half hour to look at things, so why don't you put your position on the record and then the board will
We were able to look at the revised plans to the extent that we fully understood them, being non-engineers. And the original driveway was reduced by 8 feet. And our initial expectations were a one-car driveway would have been reduced by 18 feet, which is, according to their engineer, the depth of a typical stall. The reason it was only reduced by 8, according to the brief conversation I had with their engineer, was that the narrowing of the retaining walls required that the car clear the retaining walls, and then it required an extra 10 feet back. We would just like to look into this issue because this... My client's home is less than 4 feet from this property line. So it's really a significant, it's a very, very old home that's built in the 1800s. They've experienced flooding in the past. They're not anxious to have a car right up next to their home. We're trying to work with the neighbor. I think we made a ton of progress. We just need a little time to fully digest and ask those last questions, and that's the first reason we're asking for an adjournment. And, you know, normally we'd see these plans in advance and get through this. And, of course, I was retained just a day or two ago, and Mr. Akins was just brought in recently. We know this board's heard this application back to March. But a lot has changed, and I think it's only fair to all the parties, including the public, to see the revised plans and have an opportunity to digest them and put forth any objections they have.
So, Chairman, I'm going to make it easy because, you know, you're always concerned about these things, Mr. Stieb, and Mr. Batch and I have been around long enough to know that when someone raises issues as to process an adequate opportunity to review plans, we want to make sure that things are done right. It perhaps it gives us a chance to look at things, too. So we always want to seek a better plan, and we want to seek a better result, and we want to be better neighbors, which is one of the reasons why we scrambled the last 5 hours today to try to accommodate their requests, not ours, their requests. However, having said so, I would request that the matter be carried to the board's next meeting with no further notice. And I know I heard you say that there are a number of items on, but I'm hopeful that we'll be able to resolve
it. It will be a long process.
We hope it will be quick.
We hope it will be very quick.
So, Mr. Chairman, I suggest...
Procedurally, I think that's the most defensible for everybody.
I suggest that we carry it to September 4th. Now, without further notice, give them the opportunity. If they don't have a meeting of the minds, then so be it. And we'll have to deal with it at that point, even though we still do have a full agenda. But we've had full agendas before, and you've waded through.
Does this require board discussion?
It can.
I would invite the board to weigh in here because
I'll be frank and say that I think we should hear it tonight. They made an effort to reduce it. It's nothing that was a change; it's reduction of change. So therefore, I think we should hear it.
We could also revert back to the original plan, which doesn't require any more review of anything because the original plan was already in and received and looked at. So it's a possibility, probably not one that the client would like to take on, but we could just go back to the original plan. We don't have to review anything. We could just go with what was there before tonight's discussions and changes.
So that wouldn't be, I don't want to say to the applicant's advantage, but I mean, that would be fair because they have new plans they've agreed to.
Yeah, but they agreed to them 5 hours ago, and the other ones were already reviewed by everyone however long ago, more than 10 days ago.
If we did proceed that way, it would require a presentation. We'd have to hear the,
We already heard the presentation from the original plan, did we not?
Not really to completion, yeah.
No, I mean, it would be a continuation of the last.
You got something?
This all seems just a little excessive.
I don't think we should carry it. I think we should hear it, and I think we should vote on it. And, I mean, here we are. We're at attorney number two. I mean, at the last meeting, we said we hired an attorney. Now this attorney says he was retained 2 days ago. Is this just an effort to run up dollars on this gentleman trying to put in a simple driveway?
Enough.
Because this is now like the third time.
Their attorney had a conflict. That's why I brought it. This was not something that...
Right, and I don't know if Mr. Pascoe understood the change in attorney, but she's allowed to make her comments and thoughts known.
That is what happened.
I believe we have the parties asking for an adjournment together in unison, and I think that I also believe in the process for everybody to be afforded the opportunity here.
Yeah.
It's a good point. I think feelings aside.
Yeah.
That's I think the stance that we take.
It's not lost on me that we are all here as volunteers, volunteering to serve our community, right? And this, when we first got this application, it's a driveway. And it's snowballed into something that I'm just not comfortable with.
I feel like there's other underlying issues that are irrelevant, and we are here to hear an application for this.
Yep, I agree.
Based on this, and I think it's what this done is only created a sounding board.
I think what we have in front of us allows us to continue, and we could probably make the determination of positive versus negative criteria, which is what we're here to do. That being said, both parties are making a request to push to the next meeting over the course of the last few hours. They seem to have made progress, maybe not enough to our liking, but they are making progress. So my hope is that when we come back in September, we don't have to have meetings in the hallway. We don't have to have, you know, any games. We come in, it's, unless there's a significant change, which it's the applicant's right to do, but we're at the cusp right now. So it seems to me that just a little bit more discussion, if you want to get a professional's eyes on it, I mean, I can't see the need for it personally, but it's there right to ask, so we'll push. But I'm begging you, please, when we come back in September, we're ready to go. And
if there are any additional changes, we get them at least 10 days.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Would that include the changes that were made today? We have to submit those, obviously, right?
Well, they have these, but if there are any further changes that they agree to, we want them 10 days in advance, not at the meeting.
So it stays as is, we already have what we need.
Right, and we'll put them up on the website, too, for the public to take a look at. Right. Right.
Yes.
Are we all
okay
with that?
So that said, for members of the public who are interested in this application, it is being carried to September 4th. 2025 at 7:00 p.m. in the same room when the application will continue. And I'm going to suggest that we put it first on the list so that we get it done immediately. And you will not receive any further notice. This is the only notice you get.
Thank you for the numbers.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.